Now, if you are looking for something to do over the weekend and you are a fan of Agatha Christie mysteries, which I am I'm a diehard fan, and you like improv as well, on top of that, who doesn't? I've got on the phone for you now David Messingham from the Murder Village and Improvisation Team. How are you going there, David?
I'm fantastic. How are you going?
Good, good, good. You've just finished a show, so thank you so much for picking up quickly and finding a quiet space.
No stress. Easy as.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we had a yep. 4 p.m. Friday show, which is an unusual time, but all our other ones are at more normal times.
So. Yeah. You've got Saturday night, 7:30, and Sunday afternoon, 2:30. Am I correct?
You're correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, look, tell me a little bit about yourself. Have you been doing improv for very long?
Yeah, I first started doing improv way back when I was in school up in Brisbane in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. That kind of gives away some of my age. So I've been improvising for a while now. But then I joined up with some groups up in Brisbane, moved down to Melbourne a few years ago, and have worked with various different groups all over the place, really.
Brilliant. And now Murder Village, it's a whodunit mystery. Is it kind of a collective of people there? You travel around the country, or how does that all work?
Yeah. So the very first time we did Murder Village, it's a show I devised up in Brisbane mm-hmm. in 2016. And then when I moved down to Melbourne, I thought, oh, I really enjoyed doing that. So mm-hmm. took that down to Melbourne, got together some really talented people. And we basically create an improvised Agatha Christie style murder mystery in front of the audience's eyes. We've got the characters in advance. We kind of rehearse
yes.
the characters and
yes.
come up with them.
Yep.
But the audience gets to vote for which character will die, which character will be the killer. They get to suggest some murder weapon. Yeah, and we kind of just like weave that all in together.
Brilliant. And so why Agatha Christie?
It sounds like from your intro, you kind of were weaned on Agatha Christie as a young one as well. When I was a kid, my mum got me onto Agatha Christie novels when I was probably younger than I maybe should have been to read them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just loved those sort of cozy, kind of plot-based English murder mysteries for years. So
I hope and I assume that there are English accents throughout the show.
Yes, absolutely. Of varying convincing qualities. We are improvising, you know, so we kind of don't know what we're about to say.
Yeah.
So, but there's there's also a very broad French accent from our lead detective, who's French, not Belgium, if you're familiar with Agatha Christie, she's
yes.
a Belgian detective,
yes.
but we've got a non-copyright infringing French detective with similar characteristics.
Just sliding in there, like very much like that Bridgerton improv show
yeah.
as well, just sliding in the lines of being not a problem for the lawyers. So your first time doing Sydney Fringe with this one?
Yeah. So we've performed it in Melbourne for years. We've done it in Melbourne Fringe and Melbourne Comedy Festival and had great success down there. So I was wanting to bring it down here, up here, I should say, a little earlier, but, you know, the world conspired against us. But finally here, and we're loving it.
And a great space.
In fact, we just found off, as I got off the stage tonight, we found out that we were nominated for Best Comedy, I think, for this weekend Fringe, which is really exciting.
Oh, yeah, this week's comedy, which means it's a seal of approval, must go see. Fantastic. Now, tell me, what has been some of your funniest moments improving, like suggestions that have gone just... For example, I went and saw Pride and Prejudice improv at Edinburgh. I'm a fan of these. And because it's
great.
So smart, because even though you go, how on earth, it is very smart and it manages to come together. And I think the word suggestion we had was banana. Now, that just like, if you can imagine banana and Pride and Prejudice.
Yep.
Very different. So tell me, have you had any memorable suggestions from the audience?
Oh, absolutely. So as I said, we kind of asked the audience for murder weapon suggestions and telltale clue suggestions, and we kind of utilised those to inspire the story.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some pretty out there murder weapons utilised. very occasionally we'll choose something a bit more traditional, but most of the time it's more fun to choose something like we've had a grand piano fall on somebody and crush them to death. It was like hanging above the mansion window, being transported in there.
Okay.
There was we had one where the offer was bare hands, and we reimagined that as a bear statue fell on top of somebody, and the bare hands crushed them. So. that was a bit more of a wacky one. But we've also had like the classics, like, you know, piano wire for a good old fashioned garrotting, or we had a police truncheon today. Today was a police truncheon.
Oh God, okay, yeah. That's a bit.
It's had all sorts. We kind of just like take the one that inspires us the most. And the thing is that our detective, played by a wonderful improviser by the name of Liam Amor, he genuinely doesn't know which office we've taken because it's all a blind ballot that the audience gives before the show. So he's working it out with the audience. He doesn't know who killed, who's going to die. He doesn't know who the killer is. So he has to really be on his toes and really paying attention.
Oh, my God. That sounds, I love it. So if you are a fan of mysteries, if you're a fan of, like, improv and obviously comedy, because you just got nominated for that award, you got to go see it, right?
I would say so, but, you know, I'm biased.
No, I'm telling everybody. Look, thank you so much, David, for joining us today. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. Lots of fun. And these things, even if, you know, sometimes improv, some people are a bit like, but this, you guys are professionals. You guys know what you're doing. And it is just fascinating to see what stories you build from, like you say, the offers that are given.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, well, everyone, get to Sydney Fringe, buy those tickets. Murder Village, it's at the Newtown High School for Performing Arts, correct?
That's exactly right, yeah. So yeah. It's great. Nice, really big black box theatre. It's a really cool little space.
Awesome. Well, you have fun, well, I'll probably see you tomorrow anyway. Thank you so much, David.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too. Honestly, I know I'm very obvious when I'm fans of things, and I am a fan of that. But look, even if you've never seen it before, never seen improv before, these are the kind of shows to go see. As you know, Australia has a long history of fantastic improvisers. So.